KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 54 degrees in Atlantic. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Some of those may become severe later this afternoon. We expect a high of 62. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. In an update to our story last hour, both lanes of Interstate 80 eastbound in Cass County were reopened this morning at around 7:45 following an accident involving a semi that happened about 1.5 miles west of Adair at around 5:30 a.m. The road was closed for more than 2 hours while traffic was rerouted south into Anita and then east on G30. The semi hauling non-hazardous materials was blocking both lanes of the interstate while crews worked to remove the wreckage. No serious injuries were reported. Cass County Engineer Charles Marker on Tuesday provided the Board of Supervisors with an update on various bridge projects, and there was good news for those who use the Cass County landfill, where a bridge on a road leading to the facility had been closed for replacement.
Bridge 292, the landfill bridge, we have it to the point where we have opened it. They did, however, have to suspend the seating part because we are past the permanent seating day, which was September, but it will have temporary seating, and come spring, when the right time is here, the county will go back in and put what they call permanent seating mix on it. But it is now officially open to the public. They can go across it and get to the landfill by the west route this time.
Marker said also the asphalt approaches were being poured yesterday for the Griswold Golf Course Bridge, number 83, and once those are installed, work on the bridge guardrails will commence.
It was the asphalt we were concerned about because we did need fairly warm weather to put it down. There should be no holdup from here on out. Concrete that needs to be poured for the guardrails and the post on the bridge itself, if it turns cold, we can wrap those and keep them heated so we can continue right on, anticipating opening it. Also, sometime this month, we don't have an exact date yet.
And in other business, he said that the work is progressing on bridge number 247 south of Anita. Steel beams are being set in place, and afterward, the corrugated steel decking will be tack welded into place in preparation for a gravel overlay. And Marker says the Cass County sheds that are around the various parts of the county are fully stocked with salt and sand in preparation for the first snowstorm, whenever that may happen. The Cass County Supervisors yesterday approved the appointment of Kate Winston from Atlantic to the County Civil Service Commission. The board received applications from Winston and Steve Jacobs, also of Atlantic. Both are Democrats. The position required a Democrat to fill that seat, and preference was given to gender balancing. The other members of the commission are men. And the board unanimously voted against requests by the county recorder and treasurer for the hiring of a permanent half-time employee who would serve both offices. A pursuit that began Tuesday morning in Harlan resulted in the arrest of a man from Manning. Harlan police said yesterday 32-year-old Anthony John Bruns was taken into custody and faces numerous charges, including felony eluding, possession of a controlled substance marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, speeding, and failure to obey a stop sign. Additional charges were pending. Authorities said at around 7:40 a.m. Tuesday, a Harlan police officer attempted to stop a pickup truck for equipment violations near 9th and Cyclone Avenue. The driver, later identified as Bruns, refused to stop and sped off. His vehicle eventually left the city limits northbound on County Road M36. The road's surface turned to gravel and speeds reached up to 80 miles per hour. In addition to speeding, Bruns ran numerous stop signs. He stopped on Timber Road near 1500th Street, where Shelby County deputies had the road blocked in front of him. Bruns surrendered to officers just before 8 a.m. Tuesday and was taken into custody and transported to the Shelby County Jail. The Clarinda Police Department reports a drug-related arrest took place early Tuesday morning. At around 1:30 a.m., officers went to an apartment on West Main Street in the 200 block to arrest 24-year-old Thomas Jeffrey Engstrand of Clarinda on an outstanding probation violation warrant issued by Page County District Court. Pursuant to his arrest, Engstrand was found to be in possession of controlled substances believed to be methamphetamine and marijuana as he was being processed at the Page County Jail. He was charged for possession of the substances as well as introduction of a controlled substance into a jail facility. Afterward, a search warrant was executed at the apartment, and evidence found at the scene indicated the alleged illegal use and distribution of controlled substances. Additional charges against Engstrand are pending. He was being held at the Page County Jail on $5,000 bond. Police in Denison said yesterday they arrested 19-year-old Miranda Jacobson on Monday. The Manila woman was taken into custody and charged with possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of marijuana, and introducing drugs into a correctional institution. Jacobs had been arrested last March as well for distribution of drugs to a person under the age of 18. She pleaded not guilty to that charge. Her pretrial conference on the earlier charge is set for December 16th, with trial scheduled to take place January 12th of next year. And the Harlan Police Department yesterday afternoon reported 39-year-old Stephanie Anastasi of Harlan was arrested Monday on an active Shelby County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Anastasi was taken to the Shelby County Jail. On Sunday, officers with the Harlan PD were called to the 700 block of Broadway for a disturbance. And as a result of the investigation, 29-year-old Charles Hayes of Harlan was arrested and transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with burglary in the first degree for allegedly entering the residence in the 700 block of Broadway uninvited, and a scuffle ensued. Justin Hendrickson of Harlan was treated at Murtu Medical Center for a severe laceration as a result of that altercation. And last Friday, officers were called to the 400 block of Durant Street in Harlan for a family disturbance. 18-year-old Christopher Buttrey of Harlan was arrested and taken to the Shelby County Jail and charged with assault. 43-year-old Matthew Buttrey was also cited for assault and released. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.